This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We just finished the Blitz tournament. We've also finished the preliminary rounds for the Millionaire Chess. They'll start Millionaire Monday on tomorrow. I'm not sure of all the details, but you can check millionairechess.com. But right now, I have with me a rising talent in Montreal, Canada. And he's with his father, Prince Eric Bopala, and his son. His son is 9 years old, and we're just going to ask a few questions of both of them. So first of all, is this the first Millionaire Chess that he's attended, your son?
Yeah, exactly. This is the first Millionaire Chess we attend to. And we tried, yes, last year, but I started to think about it a bit late, mm-hmm. So I promised him to bring him this year, so that's why we did. This
is the first. So Prince Junior, how did you enjoy the tournament?
I like this tournament, and it was very good.
How many points did you end up with?
5 out of 7.
That's very good. So you didn't qualify for the playoff, did you? There was a playoff.
Yeah, no. He started pretty well because the first game he did 4-4,
and 4 out of 4.
Yeah, at the beginning, and at the fifth game something happened because the game was too long for him, like 5 hour 45 minutes, and he tried to give up a little bit at the end. Yeah, exactly. He was in the winning position, but he makes a mistake. At the end, after 5 hours, his opponent asked for a draw many times, and since he sees an opportunity to win, he refused, but to make a mistake, and finally he lost again.
What section?
U1800.
1800. So when did you start playing? How old were you?
9, and I started at 2 years old.
2?
Yeah.
Wow, you taught him at 2 years?
Yeah, this is the first. When he turned 2, at his anniversary, I gave him a gift. The gift was my old laptop, and the only game was on the laptop was the chess.
You gave him a laptop at age 2?
Yeah, the thing is, I have 3 kids, and first his name is Jost Bopala, and now he's in computer engineering university.
Ah, I see.
And he brought the chess game at home because he was playing so well at school. And you know, his teacher asked me to pay attention to chess. I said, I'm not playing chess. He always asked me about it. So I bought a chess during Christmas. And so I learned from my first son. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do anything. He was playing so good, but I didn't, you know, give him class, and he played basketball and something else. Mm-hmm. So to catch up this time, because there is 10 years between them and the second one, so when he was born, so I promised myself to catch up with him to see if something can happen. So when he turned 2, I gave him this laptop with the chess game on it. And he was happy because he having a laptop, but mm-hmm. no other game was on it, only chess.
Only chess.
And so I set up the game to be at the basic one, the beginner level. So he tried playing by himself. Mm-hmm. And by the time he started to improve, I just higher the level of difficulty in the game. And I remember that when he turned 4, the chess on Windows 3 was on maximum, and he was able to beat whatever color is it in like 5 minutes. Mm.
So what do you like about chess, Eric Jr.? What do you find enjoyable about playing chess? You could be playing many other sports, but chess is something you enjoy doing, right?
Yeah. I like this game because it's very challenging.
You say it's challenging?
Strategy.
Oh, strategy. So do you like, you play in a lot of the tournaments in Canada?
Yeah, a lot. Mm-hmm.
So what type of have you won like the age championships in Canada, like under the U?
Under U10.
Third place.
Yeah,
third place.
He's top three, and so he's going to Georgia, like I said, to WYCC to represent the Canada, and he played for Canada many times, even in Saratoga. And he was also champion when he was in kindergarten level also. Mm-hmm. He was champion in New York as well. Mm-hmm. He did 7-7 when he was 5.
Seven out of seven.
Yeah. I bring it to the Open of New York and play in kindergarten K1 at a time. And as a picture, and he has a big trophy. It was a tremendous first international tournament he did.
So the trophy was taller than he was, right?
Yeah.
They have very big trophies
well.
Now.
And just to end the story, when he turned 4, I say he was good and started beating me. So I find I start talking to colleague at work. And so I bring at home 5 engineers. So they came home and he beat all of them. And one play 5 games and he won all the 5 games. So they encouraged me to do something with him. So I'm starting looking around. So I find out that there's some organization that they can take a class.
Is he's taking lessons?
From 7 years. And now his grandmaster in Montreal is following him.
Which grandmaster?
Many grandmaster. I think. We have 3 teachers at least
in Canada, or just around.
In Montreal basically.
Okay.
Yeah, one he's international master is named Le Fond. He started with him 5 years old. But I remember he came at home. He used to take students from 10 or 12 and up, and he was just 5. He didn't start reading me, make some basic calculation and so on. So he told me that he's too young. I told him, if you give him a chess on computer, on window, he can beat a water color maximum in 5 minutes. He told me that it's not possible because he's already teaching some student that is 15 and up, and they are not able to beat chess on computer. So I said, give him a chance. So he said, okay, go play. And he did it. And he did it white first, and he said, played black. And when he did with the black, he said, I will take it. So he started playing chess with taking class, which I would start learning and doing, basic calculations.
So do you have any favorite players? Who's your favorite chess player?
What is your favorite player?
Chess player. Do you have anybody you like?
Magnus Carlsen.
Oh. You like Magnus Carlsen?
Who else you love seeing? Nakamura also is playing Gleesi. You used to talk
Nakamura,
about
Nakamura, Magnus Carlsen.
Okay. Alright. So what are the goals here? I mean, he's 9, he's still very young. Has he any aspirations of being a top level player? Maybe play for Canada one day?
Yeah, he wants challenge is to become expert. He wants to become expert before 10 years old.
He can do it.
I want to do a new record.
Because I bring him to military tournament, NATO one, because I used to work with military. Uh-huh. And he beat the champion, was tremendous. It was 2,100.
Yeah. Okay.
And he beat in invite section. And if they, at the end, I think they were first position ex-aequo or something. Mm-hmm. Well, it was very impressive.
Interesting. So you originally are from the continent of Africa.
Yeah, from Central African Republic originally.
And when did you move to Canada?
Oh, I did it at the beginning of 1990.
Okay. Were you a student there?
Yeah, all the excellent scholarship for the government.
Okay, I see. I see. So you've been there a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
You said 1990.
1990, yeah.
Yeah, it's 26 years. And you like it? Does your son like it there?
Yeah, I studied here. I did my bachelor degree, master degree. I've been PhD candidate 4 years, working with military at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So, good. So what other sports do you like to play? You like to play any other sports like basketball, soccer?
Track and field. Running, track and field.
Yeah, track and field, soccer, basketball.
Okay.
He's running pretty well. He's always.
Maybe football.
Football. Okay.
Also yes.
Well, they call it soccer here, but he means soccer, right?
Soccer.
Okay, right. Yeah, international football.
Exactly.
Okay.
Football, American.
Good. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll keep playing, and maybe we can play another game of Blitz, and we'll finish this time.
I dream to become Grandmaster one day.
Grandmaster? Okay.
Too much.
Well, you know, Canada did very well in the Olympiad this year, so maybe
it was exceptional.
Maybe one year you'll be on the team.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all the questions I have, and I know it's late, and he needs to get some rest. You all are leaving tomorrow,
right.
Correct?
Yeah, exactly. So thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope we meet again soon, and we will keep following Prince moving forward, and fingers crossed.
Well, I certainly will keep the Chess Drum audience abreast of his progress. And,
thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.